this time you've had the sensation of the uttanasana of the, against the wall. Recreate that sensation for yourself. Press into the box, arms straight, elbows straight. Yes, roll the shoulders down the back. You want a concave spine. So Riles, in your, yes, relax, so you're centered. Bring in more. Good. Pull the quadriceps up. Right now, straight arms, elbows are straight. Really press into the blocks, press into the feet. Good, you all have the inner edges of the feet parallel to each other. Roll the shoulders down the back, the head is up. And you want a concave spine. So in here is where you want the spine to come from, more than here. So you're getting the motion from here, yes. And so not together, but in. And the collar, the front collarbone spread. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, just feel what this feels like. Extend that spine back. Lift the head up. You can even look up. I know it's quite the view, but hey, it's okay. It's all good.
All right,
Meredith. Press through the outer edges of the feet. Pull the quadriceps up. So Meredith, come forward on the balls of your toes a little bit. It looks like you're back. If this is okay, then bend the elbows, and you can fold the torso from the hips and bring the head down. Just let it hang towards the floor. If you're reaching the floor, that's fine. Or if you want to put your head on a block, that's fine. Otherwise, you can just let it hang down towards the floor. So this is Prasarita Padottanasana, extended wide angle pose. Gives you many of the same benefits as Shirshasana, as headstand. It's bringing blood to the brain. Obviously, it's a hamstring stretch too.
Yes.
It also lengthens the spine. All right, bring your hands back to the blocks. Come back to 90 degrees. Before you come up though, extend that spine back towards the back of the room. Get that concave shape in the back. And then ground through the feet. Pull the quadriceps up, bring the hands to the hips, and fold up so the torso comes up straight. And step the feet back together. Move your mats so they're a little bit away from the wall, and then lie on your stomach. Okay. Yes, lie on your stomach with your head towards the center of the room. To make your mat parallel to the wall. Good. We're going to do Salabhasana, locust pose, but we're going to do it in stages first. Okay? So, take the right leg and reach it. Lift it up and extend it as far back towards the wall behind you as possible. Then place it down, keeping all that length. Place the right leg down, keeping all that length. Lift the left leg and extend it back towards the back of the room. And place it down, keeping all that length. The legs are parallel to each other, the feet are parallel to each other. Bring the hands down by the sides of the hips, so the arms are extended down behind. And we're going to lift opposite legs and arms. The right leg and left arm first. Lift the right leg and left arm first. And then come down. Keep the sacrum moving towards the wall. Keep all the length in your legs as you lift. Sacrum towards the wall, lift the left leg and the right arm, and come down. Then lift just the arms, and arms down. Lift just the legs. You want to stay on the abdomen. Keep the sacrum moving towards the wall. Then come down. Now, we're going to lift everything together. The chest comes up as well this time. Lift the chest, lift the legs. Salabhasana, locust pose. Move the sacrum towards the wall behind you. Extend the legs, extend the arms so the shoulders come down the back, concave spine, and come down. Rest your forehead on the mat. You can bend your arms and place your hands one on top of the other and rest your forehead on top of your hands if you like. It gives a little more space for breathing.
You must never show that to James.
Why?
You need to do it.
Okay. Alright, we're good. Okay. So, interlock the fingers behind the head with the right thumb on top. Every other finger alternates. Extend the right leg towards the wall. Lift it up and extend it towards the wall. Keep all that length and put it down. Lift the left leg, extend it towards the wall. Keep all that length and put it down. Simultaneously, lift the chest, lift the legs. Extend the sacrum towards the wall. Extend the feet towards the wall and come down. Makarasana, crocodile pose. It generates heat in the body.
Yep.
Okay, release the arms back down and bring the hands back for the forehead to rest on. And just rest for a moment.
What's that do for you?
It generates heat in the body. It does. Well, it's also a back bend. Salabhasana, Makarasana, they're all good back bends to do. If you have any kind of back bends, they help realign the vertebrae. And they're good warm-ups to other back bends. Okay. Bend the knees so the feet are up in the air and reach the hands back towards the ankles. If they're holding the ankles, not the heels. If you can't hold the ankles, I'll get you a strap. This is Dhanurasana, bow pose is what we're doing. So don't pull your legs yet. You want it to be a fairly relaxed state at the moment. Your knees are going to be separated while you go up because that helps protect the back. Same thing here. Move the sacrum towards the wall first. You stay on the abdomen when you come up. Press the shins back towards the wall behind you to lift the legs and lift the chest. Stay on the abdomen, not on the pelvis, on the abdomen. Press the shins back towards the wall behind you. Shins towards the wall behind you. Lift the thighs up off the ground. Lift the head, look up towards the ceiling, and come down. Dhanurasana, both legs. Gently roll to the side. Stay for a moment. Back okay?
Mm-hmm. Mine or theirs?
Awesome. You okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then press yourself up into a comfortable seated position. Grab a blanket and put your mat so it's up against the wall. Grab a blanket, unfold it one fold from the blanket pile fold and place it so it's perpendicular to the wall. And then have a block and a bolster. So you're going to want it lengthwise, it's perpendicular to the
wall. Perpendicular to the wall?
Yep, perpendicular to the wall. All right, guys, use your
setup.
Okay. So, we've done Ustrasana at the wall before, right? Camel pose, another back bend. But we've been doing a lot of back bends, a lot of warm-up. So we need a block that's close by. You got it. And a bolster that's close by. The thighs are against the wall. Lift the chest. The bolster goes on top of the block between your feet. Why? Okay. Because Ustrasana is this pose, right? First time, I want you to keep your chin tucked. Keep the sacrum moving towards the floor. Bend the back. Lift the dorsal spine. The lift comes from the dorsal spine in this, not the lumbar. Then hands to the bolster, then the head can come back. Okay. Then to come out, hands back. Back to the wall, and ooh, look. Mm. How handy. A nice little seat. That's a respite. So kneel up against the wall. Yep, kneels to your feet. Kneels are right up against the wall. Place the block between your heels, flat. Toes are pointing straight back. So point your toes straight back towards the center of the room. Yep, you're probably going to need to do that more. And then place your bolster on top of your block. Mm-hmm. All the way, probably as close to your knees as possible. You want to reach back that far.
Okay.
Okay. So thighs are against the wall to the greatest extent possible. Inhale the arms up the wall. Create length in the spine first. Lift the side bodies out of the wall. Move the sacrum down towards the ground. Then keep all that length. Bring the hands back to the sacrum and fingers pointing down as if you're putting it in your jeans pockets. As if you're going in your jeans pockets. So the hands are separated, fingers pointing straight towards the ground. Fingers pointing straight towards the ground, palms on the back. The other way in your jeans pockets. There you go. Yep. Okay. So your thighs are against the wall. You got all that length in your spine. Bring the chin to the chest. Chin to the chest. Keep the chin on the chest and bring the dorsal spine into the body to lengthen the spine. Keep the hands. Oh yeah, your thighs are killing you. Okay. Keep the dorsal spine moving in. Keep the chin to the chest and back bend. Back bend. Bend the hands to the bolster when you can't bend anymore. Then the head back. Okay. So I want everybody to feel the bend comes from here, and from here. Yes, good. Okay. So to come up, that same spot, lift from there to come up, and then sit back on the bolster. It's really important to lift from that spot where I told you in the dorsal spine, because that's what your back is supposed to be doing, not relying on the lumbar spine. Right. You like the bolster part.
Yes, please.
This is really good.
What?
Didn't
say anything.
Okay. All right. I'm going to rest for a couple moments here.
You'll make us do it again.
Uh-huh. Two is good. Two is good. Repetition. Your body likes it. not convinced, huh? All right, come back up on your knees with the thighs against the wall. Inhale the arms up. So the creating length in the side body. Lift the side bodies out of the hips. Then bring the hands back to the sacrum as if you're putting them in your jeans pockets. Fingertips pointing straight down from that dorsal spine. And you can do the head at the same time if you want. Try it. See what's different. From the spot in the dorsal spine, bend back. Yes. Yes. Yes, come back. Yes. And then place your hands on the bolster. Press into the bolster to create even more lift in the spine. Yes. Another blanket. Yes,
no, if I can't get in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because of your thighs.
No, because I'm too fat.
It's your thighs, trust me. And then bring your hands back to your hips and come up and sit back down on the bolster. Okay. Rest for a moment. I am so impressed that you can yawn with all these backpacks.
I don't know why it seems young. It
does
seems,
happen to you?
It's like it's a release,
huh?
Is what it is.
Okay.
It's like, and it's usually backpacks. It's the funniest thing.
That's great.
What I do is like.
Everything opens up. Maybe
yeah,
that's why.
That could be.
Okay, so move your bolster out of the way. And leave your blanket where it is. And have your two blocks. Let me show you what we're gonna do. I think everybody can do this, can sit more or less in Virasana, right? If you can't sit all the way on the floor, don't worry about it right at the moment. I have one block back there, and one block here. You guys need to come around this side because this is where all the action is. That's right. All right. So you may have to fiddle a little bit, and it's okay if you're up a little bit to start with. Once you're down, you'll find it. So the bottom of the block is at the bottom of my shoulder blades. All this work we're doing on the dorsal spine, right? Okay. So if you're happy without any kind of head support, you can either do this or you can do this. Fine. If you're going, there's no way. Here we go. We're here. That's nice. Or even here. Whatever it is. This is more like perfect tonsil. Okay? So, and then, important, to come up. Place your hands by your hips. Lift from that spot in the dorsal spine. So press the hands to lift up. Okay? All right. So you can do, you can have your head blanket on your head block on your blanket and just place your back block at the front of your blanket if you want.
Should we be up against the wall or?
You're going to need a little bit of space between the wall and your head block for sure. So if you want to move out into the room, that's fine. And then sit in front of your, or you can sit on your blanket, but you'll need to move out from the wall because there won't be enough space for you to go back.
I don't understand.
And then you sit on your blanket, take your hands behind your knees, roll the calves out as you sit between the heels. If you're not all the way down, that's okay. You can't do it without.
I don't think so.
Okay, maybe you can take it out once you get. Take one block and place it highest height and skinny side towards your buttocks. Yeah, like that. Have the other one back there. So have your other one prepared behind you because you don't want to be fussing around reaching for it. Meredith, put the other one behind you too so that if you want it for your head support, you've got it. Turn yours up so in case you get the second block. So in case you need it, it's within reach. You don't want to find out when you get down there. Okay, place your hands beside your hips, roll your shoulders back, lift the spine, and bend the elbows to come back. Your block's going to need to go way back.
On this one?
Yes,
on
it's too close to you. Yep. And place the bottom of the block on the bottom of your shoulder blades. Yep. That's right there. You want to try it?
I don't go that way.
You don't go, can't come back at all?
To there.
Okay. All right. Straighten your legs and try legs straight.
Okay.
Yep. So you can start with the block and then you can play with it if you want. See, are you okay? Do you want support under your head? Or no? It's up to you.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. So come forward because you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That was too.
Go ahead. You're probably still too close because you're tall.
You're long waisted.
Yeah, you have to come.
Makes it hard for me to get dresses. That's too short for us.
Excuse me? Because it's good to have the blanket on the block on the mat so it doesn't slide. Okay. Move forward on the blanket some more. If you can, sit between your heels rather than. Yep. Now place your hand behind. Yep. Go ahead, keep going back. Keep going. Okay. Good. Are your buttocks on the floor?
Well, kind of.
Okay. If you can move your sacrum towards your heels. So good. Okay. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. If you can, extend your legs out, if it feels all right. All right. So lift that chest. Lift the dorsal spine, but the sacrum moves towards the towards your knees. You don't want the front ribs to pop up. You want them to move down towards the ground so that, so see, I'm just gonna,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, yeah. Make sure Russell, you're a little upset, move a little to the side. There you go. Yeah, sit. Yep. Yep. Is that okay?
That's better. That's okay.
It's okay. It's not good, though. Okay. If I just here. So yes. So you don't want the.
I'm right here.
Yes. You don't want that to pop out. You don't want those front ribs to pop out. They should stay level. Okay. So this is the first time. Place your hands beside your hips. Use those hands on the blanket or on your feet if that's more doable, and press up to lift the dorsal spine up. Lift the dorsal spine up. Yes, that's where the movement originates from.
I can't do that. I mean, I can't do it. I get there and it's like, nothing else.
Okay, it's all right. You know, we all start somewhere.
All right,
everybody needs two chairs. Place one against the wall. And one of the chairs must be backless. There are plenty of backless chairs. No, move your. You just want the chair, not on the mat.
Well, can the other two be backless as well, or would it be back?
The other two may be backless. That's fine. If you have one with a back, that one goes against the wall, and the one without the back goes in front. Take your mat and fold it in four. And place it on the seat of the front chair. Okay, take your mat, fold it in four, and place it on the chair. Yes. And then take one blanket, unfold it, just like the vertical roll we did at the beginning where we laid on it, and take it, fold it as tight a roll as possible. Okay. You may even, you know what I'm going to suggest actually? It's for a lot of people, white money. So take a white blanket and roll it as tight as possible. Yep. And close it. There you go. All right, you guys have done all this work. I don't want you to miss out.
I know.
And place it on the front chair, perpendicular to the wall. Yep. All right, let me show you. This pose is a supported Dvipada Viparita Dandasana, which is, Dvi means two, Pada is foot, Viparita is upward or upside down staff pose, Dandasana. And need a little bit of space. Why did the things have no backs? This way you can step through. And you want the blanket to be in the middle. Our bodies are nice and central, right? Come over here so you can see. This is the first time we've done this, so I want to make sure you guys see. So right now I'm pretty far back on the chair. I want to be close to the wall as possible. Really. And then I want to put my feet up while I'm still seated. Hold on to the chair. Lift that spot in the dorsal spine as you go down. Okay. Here, my back is centered on the roll, as centered as possible. If this is it, this is it. If you can, go under the chair and hold the backs of the legs. It's really good. Believe it or not. Like the other poses, really important how you come up. Hands come to the back of the chair. Elbows go into the mat. Press into the mat. Lift from the dorsal spine. Right. And you just sit up for a minute. We'll stay for a minute and then we'll come out. So first step into your chair. Yep, you gotta step all the way in. You wanna feel that that blanket is centered. And move as close to the wall as possible on your chair while your knees are still down. You okay? You close enough so you to the edge of the chair because that'll support your
to the edge
back.
This way.
To the wall.
Right.
So
the wall.
No, bring your legs down. Your legs down first.
Lean out.
Put your legs down on the floor. Down the floor.
Up.
And move your butt as close to the wall on this chair as possible.
Okay.
Scoot forward, scoot forward, scoot forward, scoot forward, scoot forward. You probably should come forward more too, so put your feet on the floor. Okay. Yes. And move your buttocks towards the wall. So this way. Yes. Because think about it. Put your feet on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, when you lay back, your back's not going to have any support. Right. I know it's the first time that we're doing upside down stuff. Okay. Can you move forward at all? That's it? Okay. Go ahead and put your feet up. I want to be here when you go down. Put your back. Okay. Now, put your feet up on the chair that's in front of you. If you can, press your feet into the wall. It's a little bit of extra support. Hold on. Hold on to the back of the chair. Yeah, okay. Is that it? Why did your buttocks move back again? Press this chair back so you can move your buttocks forward as much as possible. I want you to protect your back more. I can see there's more chair. Good. Now, lift. Keep the eyes. Good. Now. All right, hold on to the back of the chair, onto the arms on the back of the chair. Hold on to the arm, hold on here. Now, press in, pull that back of the chair to lift the chest, lift the dorsal spine, and then extend back from the dorsal spine. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay, come back, hold on to that back of the chair. Let the head release back. Yep, you can scoot yourself forward on the chair even more if you can. How's it?
I won't die.
You won't die. Promises, promises. Okay. Let your body get used to it here. Release the neck, release the head. If you can, hold the outer edges of the chair because you have long arms. So you can release. Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There is blood rushing to your head. You are bending your back.
Can you take my glasses off?
I can.
Yeah, thank you. The brain is working.
The brain is working. The brain is happy. Exactly. Now, if you're happy, if your shoulders are happy, take one hand off the back of the chair and work it between the chair legs. Between the chair legs. So, between the chair legs to hold the back. One more. To hold the back of the leg.
Oh, I can't. It won't go.
Won't go. Okay. So can you get this inside here? And then hold the back of the leg.
Oh,
yes. Can you get this in here?
No.
No? Okay. All right. All right. Just try it out. See what it is. If it's not working for you, bring your hands back to the back of the chair where they were just a minute ago. Lift your legs up. Legs up. Feet on the wall because otherwise... Okay. connect.